we're updating you on a standoff in the U.S. state of Oregon. On our January 8th show, which you can find in the archive of our website, we reported on a man named Ammon Bundy and a group of armed protesters who took over an unoccupied federal building in rural southeast Oregon. Some of the demonstrators are still there. But yesterday, 8 people connected to the standoff were arrested, including protest leader Ammon Bundy and 4 others at a traffic stop. That's also where a demonstrator identified as Lavoy Finicum was shot and killed. Law enforcement officials say it's not clear who fired first, police or the protesters. The demonstrators say Finicum had his hands in the air when he was shot. A local sheriff says the death didn't have to happen, and he called for the occupiers of the federal building to leave. The demonstrators say that's something they will not do. We're moving one state to the south now. In the city of Pacifica, California, there's a state of emergency, and this is why. It almost looks like a scale model of a dangerous cliffside. Because it's real, officials have asked residents of homes and apartment complexes to get out. The rapid erosion of the coast has been blamed on storms caused by El Nino. The backyards of some properties have already been washed out to sea. But even though city officials have labeled the properties unsafe and ordered residents to leave, some people say they're not going anywhere. They don't think the danger is imminent. It's not the first time homes in this area have been evacuated. Storms have been eroding these cliffs for years. Officials say relief organizations like the Red Cross have been contacted to help support those who've had to abandon their homes.